We are controlling transmission. We are controlling transmission.
All right.
Hey.
We're here.
Episode number two.
This is Man Facts back. Episode number two. We're also taking in consideration comments, suggestions from the last show.
Yeah, we actually had quite a bit of feedback, which was great for the first show.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. So appreciate that. And we've got a whole list of things to talk about today. Everything from local news in the Indianapolis area. Even if you don't live here, you might be interested. If you do live here, you'll definitely be interested. And stuff Andrew's found, stuff I found. This is Ed.
I'm Andrew.
And hopefully the sound of this will sound a little bit better.
Yeah, I think the biggest feedback we got from the last episode was inconsistency in levels. So Ed's been working pretty hard to get everything all dialed in and make it sound good.
And considering we did it in a hotel room at in Elkhart, Indiana, for the first show, set up at a little desk, we've gotten a little bit better this time. So
we're now in the Man Fights Back studio.
Yes, so it's we're gonna be playing around with different effects. We're using compression now. We're using some gate. We're using a little bit of reverb. So hopefully we'll get the sound that we need out of it. So anyway, so what have you been up to this week, Andrew?
Well, you know, the typical work thing, but been a pretty good week. So did you, I'm sure you watched the Super Bowl, being a big Steelers fan.
Yes, I did. I watched the Super Bowl, and I got to say they did it again, number six.
Yes, what did you think of the game?
I thought the game was great. I thought it actually was entertaining. It wasn't a total blowout like some of the Super Bowls in the past, and you know, it was actually seemed pretty even.
Yeah, a lot of the playoff games were blowouts, so
yeah,
weren't really as much fun to watch. I thought it was a great game. This probably goes on my list as one of the best Super Bowls I've ever watched.
Yeah, I mean, I am a Steelers fan. My whole family's from the Pittsburgh area, and you know, growing up that way and everything else. But I got to hand it to the Cardinals. I really think they did a good job. They definitely came to play, and their offense was great, but their defense just was really. I don't know. I think their defense was lacking.
Yeah.
Which I think they actually got rid of their defensive coach. I think...
After the game?
The Cardinals coach. Yeah, I think he just recently just got rid of his defensive coordinator and defensive coach or whatever. So he decided that they didn't play good defensively either. Yeah. So.
Well, the game was good. The commercials were actually pretty good. Halftime shows, typical halftime shows, something I'm usually not real interested in. I'm not a big Bruce Springsteen fan.
No, so. Not either. I think whenever he sings, he looks like he's getting ready to lay a turd.
Yeah.
So
I have not been impressed with a halftime show for... I actually can't tell you one that I ever did watch that I enjoyed. I'm not quite sure who they're... I guess this, at least with Bruce Springsteen, though, they kind of hit their target audience probably a little bit more than they have in the past.
Mm-hmm.
They've had rappers and everything before, and I just don't quite see that being the demographic for Super Bowl audience. But
Justin Timberlake. You don't think the Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson one
no.
was huge? I think more people watch that afterwards than they
well,
did.
Yeah, because of what happened.
I don't know if there's any YouTube footage on that, but where you can clearly see. I mean, did you see that? I mean, have you seen that clip?
It's like two frames.
Okay. You know, I mean, I wanted to, I'd like to see her boobs. I mean, you know, Janet Jackson.
I don't remember it being that impressive.
I mean, you know, she's kind of out there. She's kind of a wild chick, I think, but. You know, I'd look at her boobs, but if I was Justin Timberlake, I would have done that too. So,
well, it definitely created a lot of controversy. So yeah. That was, what, a couple years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the commercials this year were pretty good. They had some guys from Indiana who did the Doritos commercial that got a lot of acclaim.
Yeah. Those guys have got $1 million.
Something like that, yeah.
God. Can we get $1 million for this show?
I don't know. Maybe we just need to have better. Anybody out there in marketing want to help us out? Yeah. Pro bono, that'd be appreciated.
I sure do. But I did buy a lot of Blue equipment. So Bluebird, if you'd like to pitch in some money, that'd be great. And let's see, Sony laptops.
Yeah, I'd like to thank all of our sponsors today: Lenovo,
yeah,
M Audio, Behringer, you know, Sony.
I'd really like some Mac gear. Hint, hint.
Yeah. We could all do that. You could do this whole thing on a Mac.
Oh yeah.
Again, we've got three computers.
Yeah, we're using one computer just to record the show and do audio processing and whatnot, and then we actually have a neat little cart software that Andrew found that Yeah, it's pretty cool. I think it was made by a European company, but
yeah, anyway. It is.
But anyway, back to the halftime shows. Was it Phoenix? Phoenix, Arizona, I believe. Comcast made a mistake, and somebody injected a porno movie right in the middle of the halftime performance.
Oh,
of the
is that
Super
when it
Bowl.
Was?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I heard it happen during the game. I wasn't sure where it was.
I don't know how much was seen. I heard it wasn't really that big of a deal. And then,
well, it had to have been better than Bruce Springsteen.
I mean,
I'd tune in for that, I guess.
Yeah, I would have tuned in for that. So, yeah, props to Comcast. I wonder if somebody lost their job over that one. Oh,
I'm sure it was an automation error. Nobody was to blame.
Some guy was bored.
What's this button do?
Yeah, no kidding.
Probably got his kids in there watching the game, you know, on the live feeds, and somebody flipped a switch. The big button that says "Do not push."
Yeah.
So 2012 Super Bowl is coming to Indianapolis.
And not only that, 2012 is the end of the world.
Oh, that's right. That's the Age of Aquarius is in the 2012. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to think about, you know, the Super Bowl in Indy. We got a new stadium, which is great. You know, but I've looked on some of the stuff that they've been showing. You know, with the economic times and everything else, the cutbacks a lot of places are doing. You know, obviously they're not going to cut back for this. They've actually come out and said that they're not going to scale it back. It looks kind of over the top. I mean, after all, it is Indianapolis in wintertime.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're talking about covering the streets and having bonfires, and it's just going to be a mess.
Well, I saw the, what was it, the artwork or something for the downtown design, and it was actually like these big, gaudy-looking, like, tents or covers and platforms and all this weird stuff. I'm like, you know, you're putting that much money into this. How much money are you really going to get out of it?
Yeah, they say they're going to make profit on it, but I don't know. I guess, you know, we'll hear more. I think a lot of stuff's to artist conception, drawings and stuff, and as it gets closer, I mean, we've got a couple more years.
Yeah.
But, you know, it'll be interesting to see, you know, see Indianapolis on the map for the Super Bowl, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't know. It's one of those things. It's like, well, I mean, it'll be cool. Don't get me wrong. I can tell you, living here, I'm not going to be down there.
Yeah, me
neither.
There's
no way. I mean, it's just, you know, there's too much traffic. It's bad enough as it is, just rush hour.
Well, maybe if we had the Colts versus the Steelers in the Super Bowl. Can they do that? Or aren't they in the same division? Could that happen?
Well, no, they'd have to play each other. Yeah, they'd have to play each other. I don't think they could play each other in Super Bowl.
Okay. Yeah, that would be cool.
That'd be an interesting game. I don't know. I don't know if I'd go downtown for that or not. I mean, even if I was a Colts fan when they won the Super Bowl, even if I was a Colts fan, I wouldn't have gone downtown for the big celebration. The Steelers did that. They had a huge celebration downtown Pittsburgh, and it was 350,000 people showed up for their.
It's like the Obama inauguration.
Yeah, I guess they were backed up on the freeways and highways and bypasses that go around Pittsburgh and in the middle of Pittsburgh. It was just bumper to bumper traffic. They'd never seen traffic like that before. And that was even they said that about the actual Super Bowl. People flew into Pittsburgh.
Wow.
Just to go watch the Steelers game in Pittsburgh at a bar somewhere.
Wow.
Yeah.
That actually might have been kind of fun.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that was kind of cool. But yeah, and there was a bunch of people that went. I know one person that went to the big celebration and said it was pretty cool. You know, it said it was a lot of fun. It was crowded. There's people everywhere having a good time, which is great. So Pittsburgh's not a bad city. A bunch of people say it's a big, dirty place. It's actually not. It's been cleaned up.
Smells funny still, though, doesn't it?
No.
Oh.
No. All that stuff's gone away, man. They cracked down on the steel mills and made them clean up. And a lot of them gone out of business, too. I mean, you know, steel industry in Pittsburgh's not nearly as big as it used to be. But
it's all gone overseas.
Yep. Japan actually is one of the big ones, but
yeah. Well, no place can be as bad as Philadelphia.
No. I've been to Philadelphia.
Armpit of the East Coast.
Sorry, but I am not a Philly fan.
I'm not either.
I've driven through there, and I just didn't even like driving through it. So
yep, that was one time when I was out there. That was one of the few trips that I've taken that I've actually wanted to stay in my hotel room for good reason.
Wow.
You know, you could hear gunshots at night. I mean, it was, and I was actually in a decent part of town, and it was still rough.
Oh my God.
So, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I stayed in a part of Colorado one time on a business trip that I didn't feel too comfortable in, considering they had the Gay Cowboy Rodeo Association going on in the same hotel I was staying in.
Nice.
It literally was. This is a big event. They had Gabe, it was like a bull riding competition rodeo, and it was all based around gay people. So, not that I'm homophobic, but it was a little awkward. So,
and you were traveling with another man, weren't you?
I was traveling,
so you fit right in.
I would know whatever. Yeah, when he said it'll be one check, you know, I felt a little weird. Yeah. But yeah, that was an interesting trip. And go figure, you know, I need to travel in the middle of that. And I didn't pick the hotel either, so.
Yeah, that was kind of a last-minute trip, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it was very last-minute.
It was a
like
Friday afternoon phone call, and you're on a plane on Saturday morning.
Yeah, pretty much. 4 a.m., I'm getting up, going to Colorado. And I love Colorado. It's beautiful out there. I love Colorado. I think it's cool. So I went up to Vail and saw that. It was a neat place, too. But
cool.
Anyway, so if the Super Bowl's here, are you going to go?
No.
No.
I have a guest room, though, that I'd be willing to rent out for $1,000 a night.
There you go. I have a basement. I have a dog I'll rent out. No, I'm just kidding. No, Lexi's a good dog. I do have a dog. Her name is Lexi.
She's in the other room, right?
Yeah, she is.
She's very quiet.
She is a quiet dog. She doesn't bark a lot. I did have to replace my screen door over the weekend because she decided that she was not going to be outside anymore. And, went ahead and pawed through the screen, and I'm thinking to myself, dogs want to be outside, don't they? I mean, that's where
some of them do, some of them don't.
Dogs, animals are outside. So, but anyway, yeah, she busted through the screen door, so I had the fun job this weekend of hanging a new screen door, which is a first for me.
And did it fit?
No.
Yeah, I had to replace one too, and it still doesn't fit.
Yeah, I had to trim the door frame around... I don't know. I'd say about a quarter of an inch I had to trim out the door frame so the door could shut and be flush. And so I could put the lock mechanism on
it. Is it a wooden door?
No, it's actually vinyl.
Oh, okay.
I got a vinyl door. It was double the price of a wooden door. Well, even more than double, I guess. The wooden doors were like $18-$20.
Yeah.
This one was $63.
Wow. Is it dog proof?
Well, it has a replaceable screen.
That's cool.
So it's kind of like your window screens where you can pull the rubber seal out and then lay a new screen in it and then use the tool and put it back in. See, the wooden doors, it sucks because it's all nailed together with little wood pieces. And when you, of course, you know, after a couple of years, you try to pull those wood pieces off. And what happens? The wood pieces break because they're rotted. So, and I don't have to paint this one where I'd have to paint a wooden one.
I bought a cheap wooden door and I did all that. I painted it and everything else and I need to replace it again.
See, $63. Yeah. You could have saved your time.
Which is worth more than $63.
It's worth more than $63.
I agree.
Because then you couldn't do this stuff, right? So.
Yep.
But anyway, yeah, it was my weekend house projects. I mean, my whole house is one big home improvement. We got a really good deal, but the people who lived here were a bunch of old hippies. And decided they loved pastel, psychedelic flower wallpaper everywhere. And
creepy, man.
Green shag carpet. And
I like the carpet.
It's not really shag, I guess, but it's
because I can spill things on it and you can't see.
I don't even care. I'm like, I'll clean it up just because, you know, I'm trying not to be a dirty person. But as far as the rest of it, I mean, there's some spots in here. It's pretty bad. I don't know what the heck was in here. But anyway, I'm getting further along on the home improvement projects, so I'm kind of a do-it-yourselfer. What about you?
Only if I have to.
Only if you have to.
Yeah,
you
know, I did run some electrical a couple weeks ago, you know, to get my UPS up and running down in the basement. But no, I did just the opposite. I bought a house that didn't have anything to do in it other than paint. So, and I've got painters in the family, so I've got it done pretty cheap.
Yeah,
which is nice.
I had some good guys that have helped me out with this, but I've had some other issues come up during the course of my home improvement stage, so things got put on hold a little bit. But hopefully that'll continue on. But I had some guys that did a really good job, and they're pretty decent rate. I mean, you know, they're making money, obviously, but you know, I've got a whole house painted outside, flooring. It's been going on and on and on. I'm trying to build a whole new master suite bathroom, all that garbage. So
yeah, I got a father-in-law and a brother-in-law who. Work really cheap.
That's cool.
So actually my father-in-law works for free. He's retired and he's always looking for something to do, so he's a really good wallpaper stripper.
I hated stripping wallpaper.
Yeah, I knew what a big job it was, and he offered, and I didn't hesitate. I said, sure, yeah, you can come over anytime you want and do it. And he did it. Took him a week.
Wow.
But he got it done.
I bought all the tools, man. I bought the steamers, I bought a low grade one, I bought a high grade one, I had to remud all the walls, all kinds of garbage. So I won't do that again. I hate wallpaper. Wallpaper is evil.
Yes, I agree. I don't think they even sell wallpaper anymore, do they?
I don't think they should. I think it should be banned. So,
well, if you do it right, supposedly it'll come right off, but nobody ever does it right.
No.
Sizing or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, nobody ever does it. Everybody does it themselves. They do it cheap. They do it quick.
And you can't
take it off.
The people that did this, the guys who put the wallpaper on here, put it right on the paper to the drywall.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, they didn't size. They didn't do anything, so you can imagine the mess.
Yep.
So I think I got mad at one point, and I threw a hammer through the wall because I was so ticked off. So,
if you're mudding it anyway, what's another hole?
Yeah, it didn't matter. So, oh, well.
So, hey, I was went out of town last week and found myself in Edwardsburg, Michigan, and ended up going to a restaurant that was recommended to us from one of our clients called Lunkers. And I did kind of a live Twitter feed while I was there because the place it's pretty wild. It's a huge sporting goods store, lots of outdoor stuff, lots of fishing stuff, hunting, things like that. And then they actually have a restaurant that they added on. And they've got, wild game. You can get alligator. You can get elk.
Really?
You can get, so I ended up having a, for $12.75, I got a 32-ounce beer, a basket of gator nuggets, deep-fried gator tail.
What the hell are gator nuggets?
It's battered and deep-fried gator tail. It was actually really good.
Really?
Tastes like chicken.
It's not like Rocky Mountain oysters
or
something?
No, it was actually alligator. No.
No gator nuts.
No gator nuts this time. Maybe next time. And then I got an elk burger, which was actually pretty good. It tastes, kind of like a buffalo burger, not too much different than a regular hamburger. And then for dessert, quote-unquote dessert, they had Chicago dogs.
Really?
On sale for $1 a piece.
Chicago dogs. Just hot dogs?
Chicago-style dog.
Really?
It's got the poppy seed bun, and it's got tomato and pickle and mustard. And so
It was $1?
It was $1. I mean, I couldn't pass it up. I'm like, you know what? I'm in the region. We'll see how good these guys do for a Chicago-style dog. It was actually really good. I mean, I walked out of there stuffed
for
$12.75. So
wow.
I will definitely be going back there.
Well, I'm going to go, too. I need to go check this place out. So it's a sporting goods. It's like a Cabela's with a restaurant.
Yeah.
Is what you're
Well, it's not as nice as Cabela's.
Okay.
It's a country sporting goods store.
It's not a franchise or chain.
No, it's one of a kind.
It's a guy who probably goes out and shoots the stuff himself?
No, it's a little bigger than that.
Okay.
But it's like 10 minutes away from the hotel we usually stay at. It's actually pretty convenient.
Sweet.
So we'll go check it out.
All right.
We'll get you some gator tail.
Yeah, I'll get some gator nuggets. Look, some gator nuggets. So, jeez. Well, that's cool. I went to a place last night that I thought was pretty cool. Jazz Kitchen in Indianapolis. You ever been there?
Never been there, but always wanted to go.
Gotta go. Very cool place. It reminds me, if anybody's been to Chicago, there's a place in Chicago called the Hot House.
Yeah.
It's now closed, I believe. But that is the Jazz Kitchen in Indianapolis is in Broad Ripple. If you're not familiar with the Indianapolis area, it's north side, right off of College Avenue in the Broad Ripple area. But
I actually had lunch today right across the street from their Jazz Kitchen.
No, really? Where? Was it Bink?
Northside News.
There's
Euro place. I actually went to Fresh Market, favorite grocery store, and took my son into Northside News and got him his first Cuban sandwich.
No, really?
And he's hooked.
What's on a Cuban sandwich?
It is pork, ham, Swiss cheese, pickle, and then they press it.
Really?
And they heat it up. So it's kind of crispy. It's really hot. It's delicious.
Well, that's cool.
Very good.
Wow.
Very good.
Cuban sandwich. I haven't eaten there, but Jazz Kitchen, I don't know about the food. I didn't eat there, but I did watch the entertainment. Till about 11 o'clock, they had just jazz. I mean, Jazz Kitchen.
No, like jazz.
So they had, jazz music. That was kind of cool. And then after, it was like 11 o'clock. Actually, I should get on their website and check it out. They had this band that was just phenomenal. I mean, they played a bunch of old stuff, Isaac Hayes tunes.
Oh, wow.
They played Tina
Shaft.
Turner. They did the, Rolling Down the River. They did just all kinds of real good soul, funk, groove kind of stuff. I mean,
That wasn't
even jazz. The place was packed. They had a brass section. They had a trombonist. They had a saxophone player. They had a keyboardist, a drummer, a bassist, who was really good.
You have to have a good bassist for that kind of music.
Oh, God, yeah.
For the funk.
They had the guitar player, and then they had three girls that were up there singing. Then they all took turns. They had one girl that was a lead singer primarily, and then the other two girls that were doing backup, they would switch on and off. But, man, it was just a phenomenal band. It was a lot of fun. you know, I'll give you the name here in a minute. I'll look it up here.
Okay. Well, hey, speaking of music, we got some music for this podcast.
I think so. Do you want to play some of your commercials material, or do you want me to play a tune?
Let's play a tune.
Okay. All right. I'll play a tune. I'll play. Well, I want to say that Andrew found this great cart software that we're using for this. It's freeware. We didn't rip it off. I would recommend it for small things like what we do. They have a freeware version, so I'm sure the pay version's a lot more intricate.
I don't know if there is a pay version of this.
There is.
Is there? Okay.
Yeah, they do have a pay version, but it's basically a cart software. If you don't know what a cart software package is, basically it's you queue up all these different files like your MP3s, your WAV files, you know, sound effects, whatever you want to do, and it's like a graphical screen, like if you're pressing buttons, and you just launch it. And in the radio station days, they had tapes that were carts. And they put a tape in, and it was cued for it to play the length in between, and you hit a button, and it automatically play your commercials. Well, now they've expanded into the computer world, so now there's a cart. So now everybody on the internet thinks about carts. They think about shopping carts. So digital shopping carts for your websites and garbage like that. But
yeah, I did get a lot of those hits when I was typing up free cart software.
Yeah, it's like, you know, all this stuff, free online shopping carts. And I'm like, that's not what I'm looking for. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and plug their commercial here. Jazzler has their own little commercial built into their cart, which I thought was cool. So I figured I'd plug it because I think they make great. I think it's a pretty cool piece of software, and given it's free and we're allowed to use it, we're going to go ahead and play a little commercial for them. So here's the Jazzler commercial, and that's Jazzler. Maybe we'll play it. Hold on. Technical difficulty.
Oh.
Uh-oh. We already have one.
Which one is it? Is it the Jazzler Frontiers?
Yeah.
I got it right here.
Now, Jazzler gets you to the new frontiers of radio automation. The new frontiers of radio automation. Bring your station into the new age of music and let Jazzler do the rest. Jazzler, the leading radio automation software.
All right. There you go.
Hopefully that wasn't too loud for everyone.
Yeah. Sorry if it was. I'll try to fix it later. That was one complaint I had. My girlfriend Shalimar gave me an honest opinion of the show. She said that we about blew her out of her vehicle when we played music. So we're trying to keep the audio and music levels about the same. Andrew had that one queued up, so I don't know. I have a different channel on here on the board. So anyway, we're gonna go ahead and play a song here. I'm trying to think which one I want to play. We'll end with this other one here. We're going to do this one band. It's Garage Band featured artists. As we stated in our first episode, we're going to try to play independent artists who are trying to make it out there, haven't signed big contracts, aren't getting $1 million deals. They're just out there posting their music because they love the music, and they're trying to make a name for themselves, without all the politics and kissing ass and everything else. So anyway, garageband.com, I highly recommend the site. The only thing about that site I've noticed lately is it's kind of slow. I've had little problems with trying to queue up songs and listen to them. It locks up. I don't know. Maybe that's just overloaded for them. But the name of this band, I can't even say it, but it's called the name spelling is O-O-N-N-I-I-D. And
can you imagine it?
O-N-N-N-I-D? I have no idea. And the song title of this is called Moonum. Moonum. So it's M-O-O-N.
Moonum.
Yeah, it's like moon spelled backwards, like it's forward and then backwards. So
okay.
M-O-O-N-O-O-M. So anyway, we'll go ahead and we'll play their song here, and it's a pretty good song. We'll let us know what you think. If you want, you can make comments on the website. Don't forget, the website is www.manfb. That is frankboy.com. www.manfb.com. Andrew's probably going to help out a lot more with that design of that site and what it looks like, because he's the master at this blogging stuff. I'm not the big blogger guy, but he did post our first show on there, and I think I've got an understanding how to do it next time. But all this WordPress,
pretty straightforward.
I mean, Andrew's like the WordPress god over here. So
gotta like WordPress.
Yeah, so we're going to try to figure out. Maybe we'll go to GoDaddy. I don't know. Maybe GoDaddy could sponsor us. There we go. I don't know.
That'd be cool.
I keep dreaming. So. Anyway,
we gotta get a little bigger.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get a little bigger. So anyway, here we go with with Moonum, and
I hope the song's better than the title.
Yeah, I hope you enjoy it. So.
Awesome.
All right. Well, there's the applause. It's good too.
Yeah, that was a good song. Kind of reminds me of Thievery Corporation a little bit.
Ah, there you go. Yeah, there. Definitely. I like Thievery Corporation. You introduced them to me, and I never even knew they exist. I
introduced you to them.
Yeah.
Not them, do
what
you?
Did I say? Oh, did you?
Yeah, I don't know them.
You brought them over to my house.
If I did, I'd introduce you.
We hung out. We partied. You know, drink a lot of beer. I think I was over at your house chilling, and it was just background music. It's good background music.
It's great background music.
Yeah, it's cool. That's cool stuff. So,
all right. Well, we'll throw a few more songs in the mix here. I was watching, catching up on my TiVo last night, and actually watched The Last Nova on PBS, and it was called The Spy Factory.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a really good show. This guy named James Bamford, who just wrote a book called The Shadow Factory. They kind of had him featured on there, and this was a lot of stuff out of his book. We basically talked about how the NSA and the CIA and the FBI, you know, prior to 9/11, how if these guys would have been talking, they, you know, obviously hindsight's 20/20, but they think they probably could have prevented possibly 9/11 because the CIA and the NSA had enough information, but they weren't sharing it with the FBI, who needed to know the information. It was actually really fascinating. If you go to pbs.org and go to the Nova section, they actually have a whole bunch of online information, and I believe you can watch the episode online.
Oh, wow.
So it's a great, really, really compelling. You know, it had a lot of really interesting information. I actually learned quite a bit about you know, the NSA and how they work and everything. And they actually, they had a computer outage in 2001 where it basically took them 4 days to get everything back up online.
Oh my God.
And they have pictures actually inside the NSA of these Cray computers that just go on and on and on and on. I mean, thousands of them.
Oh my God.
I mean, these racks, these huge rooms with racks. They talk about how they're diverting a lot of information from the fiber optic cables that go underneath the oceans. They're able to tap into them and reroute them. They've got linguists in there who are going and basically listening in on conversations, including Americans.
Wow.
I guess George Bush passed a secret order that allows the NSA to basically listen to anything they want, anything they want.
Yeah.
And it was after 9/11, so it's pretty interesting.
That was part of the anti-terrorism, whatever it was. Yeah,
the bill.
You know, well, first they said, well, we're only going to listen to people who we suspect are terrorists. But you and I both know that, I mean, you know, they can listen to my conversations all day long. I don't really care. I don't have that too many exciting things to talk about. So, I mean, whether it be work, if they want to hear about what I do a day at work, they're going to get pretty bored.
Yeah, no, I agree. I just thought it was kind of interesting that it's a very broad, really broad stroke, the legislation that they, or the order that the president signed. So,
no, of course.
It's definitely, if you got an extra hour, you know, go online and check out Nova. It's called The Spy Factory. It was very good. I really like Nova. I'd say probably about every other episode has got something I'm really, really interested in. And, you know, not always, but they really seem to do their homework.
So. Wow, that's cool. No, that's awesome. Speaking of stuff on shows like that, Discovery. Evidently, I was sent this link. I didn't actually see the Discovery show, but somebody, if you go on YouTube, somebody had taken what Discovery Channel HD had done. They had done a graphical representation of if an asteroid hit the Earth, what would happen. And it's on YouTube. If you do a search for it, let me see here. Let me try going to YouTube. I can get it briefly. I have a link for it, but I did a search for asteroid.
It's called Big Asteroid Impact.
Yeah, and it's set to Pink Floyd's Gig in the Sky.
Yep,
and
good song.
You watch this thing. It is just amazing. Anyway, I thought that was kind of an interesting video. It's kind of cool to check it out. I like Pink Floyd. I'm a Pink Floyd fan. It's basically the asteroid impact with Earth and it's kind of scary. They say it's supposed to be representation of 2012, of what could happen in 2012 and the end of the world.
World is going to end.
So Mayan calendar runs out. We're all going to die. Considering the economic situation we're in right now, I guess it doesn't really matter, does it?
No, not really. So basically, we just need to run up our credit card bills and into debt, and the world's going to end.
And we're going to get a stimulus check, right?
Are we?
I think so.
Another one?
Obama's big stimulus plan. That's, basically, so you're going to get a bunch of money. First of all, you get taxed on it.
Yep.
So they pay you money for a stimulus package. You get taxed on that money.
I forgot about that.
And then you're supposed to go out and blow it. Well, there's not too many people that I know that could just take that money and go out and blow it somewhere. I mean, considering that a lot of people's jobs are pretty unstable, and people are getting laid off left and right everywhere, I don't think people are going to run out and buy a car, you know, with this money. I'm putting it in the bank, man.
We did with our last one. We actually put it in our vacation fund, and we still haven't spent it because we didn't take a family vacation this year.
Yeah, I mean, you keep giving these stimulus checks. I mean, last round I thought it was a failure. I mean, you know, they say, oh well, that's gonna help our economy because people are gonna go out and spend that money. Well, do you really want them to spend that money? Aren't we supposed to be teaching our kids and everybody how to save money? And you know, the value of a dollar and how far it can go for your future and retirement.
It's true.
I mean, you know, you get that money and you go spend it, and I think you're a fool. So
we could buy more audio gear, though, with our economic stimulus check and put it towards the podcast.
Yeah, there you go. I forget how much it's supposed to be, but I think this one's supposed to be pretty good. I think the last one, I don't know what I got. It wasn't very much.
It wasn't very much.
I mean, by the time they get to my last initial and my name and everything else,
you're going
to
be out of money.
There's no money left. So I didn't get a whole lot, but But I did. I put it in the bank. I didn't spend it. Why would you want to spend it? It's trying to get the irresponsible people to go out and spend money in the economy to get them more in trouble. So we have to bail out more credit card companies and banks and it's teaching people to be careless and with their money, I think.
So. Well, they're giving it's our money to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, they're giving us our money, and we're going to have to pay for it in taxes over the next 10 years or however long it's going to take to pay that off. I mean, it's almost $1 trillion.
Yeah.
For the stimulus package, not to mention all the bailout money we're giving right now. Now, to these banks, and actually, I've heard there was a bank. I'm not sure which one it was, but they actually refused it. They refuse the government's money because of the stipulations and everything. And then, on top of that, they're limiting the executive salaries to a $500,000 a year cap.
That's ridiculous.
So
there's got to be loopholes in that.
I'm sure there is. I mean, what could I be a mail guy? Could I be the mail guy and get more than $500,000 and then still run the company? Probably. I wonder if that's possible.
Well, when I was in the corporate world, all the execs, their salary was a fixed $250,000. But they all made multi-millions because it was all done in bonuses and incentives and everything else. So, yeah, I mean, they could make the salary $500 and then give them.
Well, and the bonuses are probably a joke. Some of them are based on performance, but I'm sure some of them are, okay, you were here 5 days out of the week.
It's written into the contract.
Yeah, here's an extra, $10,000. You were here all week. Congratulations.
Yep.
That's just ridiculous. I don't know. I think we're in trouble. I don't have Obama seems like he's an okay guy. I don't want to get too political with the show, but I think Obama's a good guy. I think he has a good idea of what he wants to do, but I think he's maybe has the wrong team of people telling him what needs to be done. I mean, he's not the one calling the shots. People forget that he's a figurehead.
Puppet.
And,
Well, and his approval rating's gone down dramatically. I mean, you look at some of these people he was going to put in his cabinet, and they are all tax cheats.
Oh, yeah. One guy's, way behind on his taxes. Now he's like,
I took care of that.
Great. Well, why didn't you know this before you picked him? What they should be doing is putting a cap on people in Congress and how much money they're making as well. That's where the cap should go. I mean, I don't know. I think our country's is going to end up in a big financial revolution, and it's going to come down to a lot of people have to stand up and believe and fight for what they believe in, and not just keep going with whatever people tell them the way it's going to be. We got to start telling them how it's going to be, and we need to start teaching our kids how to be responsible with money and not to go rack up all these bills on credit cards. And
government will bail me out.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I wish I had a business right now so I could get my ass bailed out, and. Go get a yacht and sail around the ocean for a while. I mean, that sounds like a good time with me and do these podcasts.
There you go. I like that.
I sit at home in my underwear and do podcasts all day. I don't know.
Yeah, I did hear from our one of our listeners that the description of what we were wearing last time was kind of over the top. So
what we were wearing?
We were wearing. The fact that we were sitting around in our pajamas.
Yeah.
Pajama cast.
I guess the the pajama cast. My next door neighbor is like, I don't know, 55 or maybe 52. I don't know how old she is. She's a cougar.
She's a cougar.
She invited me over for a PJ party and watch movies. And I went over there to help her with her stereo, to get her stereo hooked up and her TV and all this stuff. And she always seems to get me in the bedroom. I don't know what it is, but she's like, I'll come back to my bedroom, see what I've done. So, I go back there and she hung a TV on the wall. And she's like, isn't that great? And I said, yeah, that was great. Good job. Because she originally wanted me to do it. And I said, I'm busy. And anyway, she said, I hung my own TV. She goes, well, maybe sometime you should come over here and we'll have a pajama party and watch movies.
Wow.
No.
Awkward.
No. Pass.
Is she married?
No.
Oh, I thought she was married.
No, she's not married. Unfortunately, her husband passed away.
So she's lonely.
She's lonely. She is a lonely girl. She's a Harley chick. She actually has her own, she has a Dynaglide and... she rides all the time, and she's always inviting me to go ride with her, but I'm like, I don't think so.
Looking for love.
I mean, considering I have a girlfriend, my girlfriend's here frequently, she knows that, I have a girlfriend. I think it's kind of funny, but I don't know. Waiting for her to invite my girlfriend and I over.
Yeah, there you go.
Menage a trois.
Come over for dinner.
No, anyway, she went to the Journey concert at Deer Creek Center, or Verizon Wireless Music Center. In Noblesville.
It'll always be Deer Creek to me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's same here, man. I mean, that place has always been Deer Creek. It always will be. She went there in, a Madonna outfit with, the tiger-ripped shirt.
And, jeez.
I mean, it was pretty scary.
Wow, that's embarrassing.
Oh, yeah. Imagine what her daughter thought. Her daughter was with her.
Mom.
Yeah, she's picking up guys younger than her daughter is. Or trying, anyway. But, hey, you know what? We have a couple corrections. I forgot we needed to mention this. One of our listeners informed us that we were a little off on the Gateway Out of Business piece. And it's not actually... Gateway Consumer Products is not out of business. The consumer PC line is not out of business. Gateway's still going. They're still doing fine. It's the Gateway business division that got bought out by MPC is no longer with us and out of business.
Well, that's kind of an important distinction, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, because I've been seeing computers on sale from Gateway on the Home Shopping Network, and I'm like, what are they doing?
Mm-hmm.
But
clearing out their inventory.
I'm like, great, does anybody know there's no support? But there is support, so don't fret.
So those customers that we have that have Gateway server stuff, can we just pretend like it's a home server and get parts?
Excuse me, Gateway? These are home servers? They really are. They should be. Oh, gosh. So far, so good. Knock on wood. They're still going strong for our customers, but we didn't pick them. We would not recommend them for our customers.
Right. We inherited that problem.
Yes, we inherited it, and hopefully we'll get that corrected. Another thing I want to bring up from our last show is that we were talking about prison food.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked about Shawshank Redemption. And Brooks, in the movie, he died.
I saw that.
Yeah. James Whitmore, I think he was age 87.
Died yesterday.
Yesterday. Yeah, he was found yesterday morning. So,
so we don't know when he died. We just know when he was found.
I think so. I think he died of natural causes. I hadn't read the whole story on it yet, but I do know that he has passed away, no longer with us.
We killed him? Did we kill him by talking about him last time?
I guess. Maybe he heard our podcast and it was so crappy that he fell over and died.
We killed him.
So, James Whitmore, wherever you may be, you know, you will be missed. You were in other great movies. He was in The Twilight Zone.
Yep.
And anyway... you know, he's done a lot of roles over the years and Broadway, I think, as well. And anyway, that's too bad to hear. But I thought I'd throw that in there. I thought it was, I've been talking about him lately and then I got the news that he'd passed away. So anyway, do we have any commercials?
We do, but they're not the right audio format.
Oh, really?
For, actually, you know what? Yeah, they are.
You can still play it, right?
I can play those.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
We've got some commercials. Let's see. Here's one you have not heard yet.
Okay.
You might enjoy it.
All right.
It's coming this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So get ready for the best 2 days of the week. Saturday and Sunday. The only 2 days of the weekend. Saturday and Sunday. Time Sunday. For you and no one else. Saturday. Sunday.
Sunday.
48 hours Saturday. But don't delay, because after Sunday, it's Monday. Goodbye.
Saturday, Sunday.
Saturday,
coming
Sunday.
Coming to a weekend near you.
It's a whole commercial about Saturday, Sunday.
Yes. And and actually, here the next thing I definitely want to play, it's a very serious matter. And I think several people can probably relate.
Hey, how's your rectal itch?
How'd you know I had an itch?
Well, John from sales told me.
How did he know?
Kathy from Central called this morning.
How did she know?
She heard about it on the radio. Apparently some guy named Phil called one of those talk shows and mentioned it.
Phil's my neighbor. How would he know I had an itch?
He saw it on the news last night.
What?
Look, forget it. Everybody knows about it. We're all just concerned, okay?
All right. Well, it hurts anyway. It's painful. It's beginning to get red and irritated.
Yeah, that's what they said at the meeting this morning. Here, try this. It's new Gold Seal Rectal Cream.
Thanks. I'll give it a try.
President Clinton today took time out of his luncheon to congratulate Todd Monahan of North Shore Island, New Hampshire, on the relief of his painful rectal itch. The president said he was relieved to hear the good news and to talk to...
Thanks, Mike. Thanks to you and Gold Seal Rectal Cream, my butt's never felt better.
New Gold Seal Rectal Cream. Ask your pharmacist.
That's pretty good.
Use as directed.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, hey, I did ding up some music here. I think we have similar tastes in music, but a little bit different. This song, I think I previewed it for you earlier. It's from a group called Pinochle.
Oh, okay.
And the song's called Looking Forward.
All right. Hope
you enjoy it.
Yeah, cool.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on me.
Wow. All
right. Everybody like that here in the crowd of the Man Fights Back Studios.
It's our studio audience.
They love
sound the same every time.
Yeah, they do.
When they clap.
I think, hey, everybody, we need you to do it again. All right. Thank you. Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're getting bigger now.
We need some more.
All
right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. Cool.
All right. Well, hey, I only had a couple other things left on my list here.
Okay.
Cool. One of them was I've got a blog, indiescan.com, and I like to do, you know, product reviews and things like that on there. And I started a daily carry section where I'm talking about all the different kind of tools that I keep with me as far as, you know, pocket knives and flashlights and things like that.
Leatherman.
Yeah. Got the Leatherman. Well, one, I'm actually working on an article right now. It hasn't been published yet, but it's a little preview. I'm one of those guys that gets a 5 o'clock shadow, 10 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. You know, I got a pretty thick beard. Never been able to find anything that works as well as it should. You know, I got the triple blade razor and the shave in the shower and everything else to try to, you know, groom myself as best I can.
Mm-hmm.
I actually saw an ad in one of my magazines for this Jack Black beard lube. And now when I hear Jack Black, I think of the actor.
Yeah.
But actually, there's a company called Jack Black that has all sorts of different grooming products. And so I had the wife pick me up some when she was down at the mall. And I'll tell you what, this has got to be the best shaving cream I've ever used in my life.
Huh.
It's awesome. I'm going to do a little bit of a write-up on IndieScan. And a little bit more information on where you can get it. And it's a little pricey. It's like $16 for a tube of this stuff, but it'll last you a couple months.
Wow!
But
could you do a double post and put it on Man Fights Back too?
I could. I'll definitely do a cross link there. And
sweet.
Yeah, we'll do that.
All right.
But
so
Jack Black's beard lube.
Okay. All right. Facial lube.
Beard lube.
Beard lube. Sorry.
There you go.
Okay.
That's all right. I'll have to get a couple pictures of Jack Black, the actor, and, you know, kind of play that in on the blog posting a little bit.
They have Jack Black pube lube?
I don't know.
For her?
I will let you know.
Okay. Great. Pube lube.
And actually, last thing on my list I had was, you heard about the Google outage on the 31st, right? On January 31st.
I did. Actually, my girlfriend experienced that sitting on the couch surfing the internet and looked over at me and said, I'm getting these really weird messages on Google. Would you like to tell us about it?
They had something going on. Somebody flipped a switch somewhere, and for about an hour, pretty much any search you did, with the exception of YouTube, basically the results, all the pages were coming back as malicious pages. So, and the thing that's kind of interesting is Google's become so ubiquitous that, I mean, they've got, I think last count, it's well over 50 different services that they provide.
Oh, yeah.
And, I use Google for Newsreader. I actually use Gmail. It took me a long time to switch over that, but I actually have all my email accounts going to Gmail. I really like it.
Hmm.
They're my start page.
They're also news groups. They do news groups. I mean, I subscribe to the Antique Rex Recording Audio News Group. I think Feedburner is even part of Google.
I think it is too. Yeah,
which we're using now. So
yeah, it's just amazing how Google. You know, they went from a search engine, and they've just, you know, their motto is, you know, Google won't be evil, but some of the stuff that they've got is pretty incredible. I mean, Google Maps.
Yeah.
You know, with the street view and all this other stuff. It's amazing. And in fact that, you know, they've got that much power and, you know, if they go offline for an hour, just think what the impact is on people.
Oh, yeah. You can even fly a plane on Google Maps, can you? There's a flight sim, right?
Google Earth has a flight sim built into it.
Google Earth has a... If you haven't found that, look it up. Google it. Why don't you Google it and you can find out how to do it? So you can fly a plane around in Google Earth. So that's pretty cool. I found that out and I did it for a little bit and I forgot about it. I just didn't have time
that is pretty neat.
To do it, but that is pretty cool. Wow, I heard it was user error. I heard that they said it was user error.
But everybody was getting it. Because I actually started getting instant messages from people saying, hey, have you gone to Google lately? No, I mean, I wasn't near a computer. And when I heard about it, what is that noise?
That's the dog.
Wow.
I'm sorry, the dog has a name. The name is Lexi. That is Lexi.
Oh, she's scratching.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, you know, I just heard a funny story. Actually, her name was supposed to be Lexus. Because Lexus. Her brother's name is Bentley.
Oh, jeez.
So her name was supposed to be Lexus, and the girlfriend said, no, I don't think so. No way. It wasn't my dog. It's her dog. But so she decided that Lexi was going to be the name instead of Lexus. So whoever had the dog decided they were going to name him Cars.
Jeez.
And expensive cars.
Expensive cars.
So,
well, pet dogs are expensive.
Yes, they are. So anyway.
But, hey, that's pretty much all I had on my list for this week.
That's cool. I had a couple things here. Let's see. Oh, there was an interesting story that I thought was kind of funny here. More than 130 fishermen were left stranded Saturday on a big ice island, basically. It was an 8-mile-wide slab of ice that broke away from Lake Erie's shoreline. So there's 130 guys out there trying to fish, and what they were on started floating away. 8 miles of ice that would just float
away. That's
a
big piece of ice.
So, anyway, I wonder if they could claim it like an island or something.
It's like an iceberg.
Yeah, like a sea land.
There you go.
I did some reading on that, by the way. I thought that was a pretty interesting thing. If we'll get to that in a minute. But anyway, the Coast Guard had to go out and with the fire departments and everybody they could get together and rescue 130 people off this 8-mile slab of ice. That was floating away with them on it. So
I wonder if you'd even know. I mean, if you're in your, because a lot of those guys, if they're ice fishing, they're inside of a little hut,
drinking beer, you know,
drinking beer.
They're doing
got
shots.
A little hole in the ice. I don't think you're going to notice that you're moving.
They're already screwed up, and they're sitting here thinking, "Hey, man, I think that looks farther away than what we were. Did we move? No." So
go outside to take a leak, and it's like, "Wow, I thought we were a lot closer to shore than this."
Hey, have you heard the joke about how do you catch a polar bear?
No.
You cut a hole in the ice, okay?
Yeah.
You take peas, and you put peas around that hole, and the polar bear will come up to it, and then you kick him in the ice hole.
Jeez.
Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you very much. More of my dumb jokes.
I like that one.
But anyway, yeah, so unfortunately with that ice story, so far one person was found dead in the water, so... they must have had a little too much to drink. And
that's the guy who stepped outside to take a leak and stepped off into the water.
That's probably the guy who realized, oh, shit, this isn't connected anymore, and fell in the
water.
Yeah, so... but anyway, unfortunately, he did die, or one person did die. I didn't know if it was a guy or girl. So anyway, I just thought I'd bring that up.
So you said you were reading a little bit about Sealand, huh?
I was reading about Sealand.
Pretty crazy,
you know?
Isn't it?
It's pretty crazy. I was trying to figure out if the people who are the king and queen and princesses and princes and everything else they had, you know, this is like this family. And they had a big fire. The generator caught fire, burnt the place down. You know, people come and help them. It was almost like they started off, they did a pirate radio station. And what had happened was the government came out there from England and arrested them.
Well, Sealand it's an old military gun emplacement or whatever you want to call it. It's like just inside of international waters off the coast of England.
Yeah, it's just outside 3 miles.
It's like an oil rig.
Yeah, yeah. It's got two big, you know, oil or concrete pillars that go, I don't know how deep they go. They go way down in the, you know, in the water. I don't know how deep it is there, but there's just this platform. You know, I mean, it's probably, I don't know how big you'd say that platform looks, but I mean, you could put
it doesn't look that big.
Put a one story, you know, a couple bedroom home on it, probably.
Yeah, about the size of a lot.
Yeah,
house lot.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, relatively small, but Yeah, I was reading about it, and you know, they have passports, they have their own currency,
their own money, their own stamps.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, they handed out. I guess there was a bunch of forged passports that people had gotten hold of, and they only had at one time, I think, like 30 passports they'd given out, and then they realized that there were over 300 or something that had been forged and stuff that people had. So they revoked everybody's passports, even ones they had issued themselves for a while. And I don't know. I heard it was for sale. Last word,
oh, wow.
It was for sale, and some online casino company was looking at buying it.
Well, it's a big data platform now. I mean, it's used for offshore gambling and pornography and things like that, is my understanding.
Maybe it did get bought already then. I don't know. Okay. But I read the history. There's pictures of it. Go to Wikipedia, Wiki it. You can look it up, and you'll find all kinds of pictures. You go to their website. I think you can buy T-shirts and all kinds of stuff like that. But, you know, they showed some stuff. They had a fire on there, and it basically gutted the whole place, and it was an electrical problem. So, but there has been fights over it, like pirates, and people have come out there to try to take it away from them. And,
wow.
And, you know, they fired at ships and stuff before that are government ships, and, you know, they got in trouble for that.
That's pretty crazy.
But since they were their own world or their own, you
know, their own country,
they could get away with it, I guess. So, anyway, but it seems like the local people around that area is really into helping them out, because when they did have that fire, boats came out to help them and help them get their platform put back together and everything else. I mean, it was kind of cool. I was just trying to figure out, are these people crazy or not?
It's been around since the 60s, too, I think is when they started it.
Yeah.
They bought this thing from the British government.
Right.
And basically realized where they were and said, well, we're going to make our own country.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess they destroyed a marker buoy that somebody military put out there as well, because they said it was in their waters.
Oh, jeez.
So, I don't know. But anyway, I thought that was an interesting place. I, you know, I tried to think of the concept. If it were me, would I want to do that? I don't know.
I don't know if I want to be 3 miles away from shore on a floating barge.
Yeah, I don't think so. So, anyway, other than that, I was going to talk a little bit about the Indianapolis Colts. Another Indianapolis Colts player has been arrested in Indianapolis. This happened around 2 a.m. this morning. Colts player Darrell Reed spent the night in jail. He was arrested at Club Oxygen at 82nd Allisonville Road, which some of you may have known as the ice bar or whatever. It had the ice on the bar top of it. Anyway, he...
what was he arrested for?
He was arrested for disorderly conduct, and
so in other words, being drunk.
Well,
pretty much.
Allegedly, who knows?
Yeah.
Allegedly, he was arrested for being disorderly when they asked him. Security had decided that the bar had reached its capacity, and they said, "I'm sorry, but we can't let you in." And he reportedly insisted on entering the bar, saying he was a Colts player, so that should make it okay.
Oh well, yeah. Well, right away then, sir. Let's violate all our rules.
Yeah, exactly.
For you, loser.
Let's break the fire code so we can let you into the bar because you are a Colts player, and that just makes you God. I hate people like that. I hope they get rid of them. I hope he loses his position on the Colts, and he can go.
What position does he play? Is he first rounder? Second string?
To be honest with you, I don't even know. I don't follow him.
Never heard of him before.
But I don't know. It says, also, police arrested Reed after instructing him and his entourage to leave nearly a dozen times. The police had to tell him to leave almost a dozen times.
Wow.
The cop shows up to me and says, hey, man, you need to do this. I'm going to do it.
I'm going
to
do it.
I'm not, you know.
Because I know what the consequences would be.
Exactly. I mean, you know, what kind of fool would do something like that? So anyway, it said...
Colts player.
Yeah, well, exactly, because, you know, he's a Colts player and he's cool. Officers also arrested 5 to 6 others following a huge fight at the club. So
sounds like a busy night at the Oxygen.
Club Oxygen. It went from bad to worse real quick. So
could have just left and went down the street to White Castle with his entourage.
Exactly, you know.
Got something to eat.
Or what, Perkins is right
Perkins.
Across the street, you know. Go over there and hang out and grab a thing of pancakes and go back over to the club, you know.
There you go.
I don't know. I think it's just ridiculous. And these sports figures, you know, especially like Michael Phelps, you know, arrested for alleged, or not arrested, I'm sorry. He is reportedly caught smoking a bong.
The $40 million bong.
Yeah, the $40 million bong. Now I know he's 23 years old. You do things when you're stupid and you're young and everything else. I can understand that. That is not an excuse. the guy, regardless of who our kids should look up to as a role model.
Yeah, you let somebody take a picture of him.
Exactly. You know, exactly. I'm like, you know, why would you do that? I mean, you know, why would you risk $40 million, almost, I think it's an estimated $40 million in endorsements for his lifetime, for just now, as of now, not to mention if he did it again, $40 million in endorsements over a bong. I'm like, you know.
That must have been some good shit.
I hope so. I mean, hopefully that was some real good shit. I've never done it before, but you know, I've heard stories. So I hope to God that there were no stems and sticks in that crap. So it's hopefully it's a $40 million weed bong. So, but yeah, I don't know, man. I think it's sad. I just think it's sad. And you know, I heard somebody already pulled out endorsing him. By the way,
wow.
And you know, he's probably going to lose more, but I think he was, I don't know if he was charged or not yet. They were talking about charging him criminally.
From a picture?
From a picture.
Wow.
Because he admitted he did it. He came out, I think he came out in the news.
Yeah, but
and said,
I admitted I just sped to your house. Does that mean I can get a ticket for it?
Well, I guess technically he probably might, but there's no pictures of you doing it though.
That's true.
See, okay. There's a picture of him holding a bong.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
What appears to be a marijuana bong.
Appears to be. Appears allegedly.
To be. Allegedly.
You know, those are sold for tobacco.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. He could, I mean, he could have just said that. Well, he didn't lie. I got to give him credit. Yeah, at least he didn't lie. Maybe just his attorney didn't get to him yet, and he told the truth too soon. But regardless, I think it's sad. I think it's too bad. And it's, you know, our kids look up to people like that. You know, I always say that it's bad that people's kids look up to sports figures and given all the news, just like, you know, Daryl Reed of the Colts, you know, he's arrested and, you know, those kind of things. It's like, don't look at sports players. I mean, they're overpaid, first of all. And for a game, for a sport, I mean, it's, you know, entertainment, and you know, the entertainment portion of that is taken over. So whatever happened to the love of the game, and playing it because you want to? I don't know. A lot of guys switch teams because of the money.
Money, 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 money.
Yeah, even the, you know, even I'm a Steelers fan. You know what? Randall L. Left the Steelers because he got more money. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, what happened to the love of the game? But I think it's sad that role models fall into these categories where they. You know, are supposed to be looked up to, and then they get arrested for stuff like this. So I think it's too bad. And Michael Phelps especially, I don't know how many teenagers across the United States are total huge Michael Phelps fans.
Yeah, the guy's incredible.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he's won 7 gold medals, more than anyone's ever done before. You know, you would like your kids to look up to him, showing them it's possible. Now every pot smoker across America is going, I could win 7 gold medals even though I smoke pot, man.
Dude,
this is cool.
Let's go to the pool.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, pass that shit here. So, you know, I don't know. Anyway, I thought that was pretty sad. Thought I'd mention it. Other than that, I think I'm pretty much done. You got any more good commercials for us or anything?
I think we're pretty well set for now. I'm going to save a couple of these for the next time.
Okay. Yeah, I got a few things left here, too, that... I haven't talked about yet. We'll get into next.
How are we doing on time?
I'm not really sure because I'm afraid to touch the computer after our last episode.
Okay, it feels like it's about an hour.
I think it's been about an hour. I think yeah, it's been right about an hour.
Cool.
So according to my Jazzler show software clock here.
All right. Well, I think you and I are both kind of working on some side projects here as far as music shows.
Yeah.
I've been kind of playing around with GarageBand and the PodSafe Music Network and trying to find some tracks and learn a little bit more about my audio editing skills or creating some audio editing skills. So I think in the near future we'll probably start have some music-only shows to kind of go between the verbal stuff that we've been doing.
Yeah. So. I mean, I think what we're going to do is probably, you know, do shows together, do some, you know, on our own. And, you know, we both do different interests and stuff like that. But, you know, music shows, whatever. So we're just going to kind of use Man Fights Back to post this stuff. And just post it whenever we're ready. So, you know, if you see something that's not both of us, don't worry about it. Just, you know, listen to it. So, and comment on anything that you want. Put it on there. Be honest. You know, we appreciate that. And we can make it better because we want people to actually listen to this. So, and enjoy it.
Yeah, definitely. So. And don't forget to, if you're not following us yet on Twitter, twitter.com/indiescan.
Yep. And twitter.com/indieham. And we're both on there. So, you know, we'll also tweet when the feed is up and ready to go. So
awesome.
Cool. All right. Well, I'm going to take us out of here with another tune, if that's cool with you.
Excellent.
All right.
Can you pronounce it this time?
Yes. This one is actually a little bit easier to pronounce. It's a group called Behavior. And it's a electronica series off of GarageBand.com. It was one of their top-rated Song of the Weeks. I've actually really liked this song. I kept this one for my own personal listening enjoyment. The group's called Behavior, and the song's called Anywhere But Here. And you can find that on GarageBand.com. You can actually go to GarageBand.com and search for these artists that we tell you. We'll try to provide links for them, but I know that links do change on GarageBand. I had that happen last show. So you may not be able to find it, but just look up the name of the band that we're telling you, and you should be fine. So anyway, here's Behavior and Anywhere But Here. And stay tuned for the next show. Appreciate you guys sticking around and listening to us. And hopefully we're doing a good job. So just let us know. Post comments. Keep them coming. Thank you very much.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks.
Beep, beep.